Hello everyone. I hope everyone is staying safe. Welcoming you all to the second episode of Drug Discovery Research Podcast. Myself, Giri. Today we are going to discuss about 2DG, and that is 2-deoxy-D-glucose. This is a chemical analog of glucose. However, cells cannot use it as a substrate for glycolysis. Being a close chemical analog of sugar, 2DG is taken up into cells by normal glucose transport mechanisms. But unlike normal sugar, it cannot undergo metabolism and acts as an inhibitor of glucose metabolism, that is glycolysis. But in the year 2009, there was a review and a case study published by Dr. Dwaraganath and his team from DRDO InMass, a research institute in India, published in the Journal of Cancer Research and Therapeutics on the topic Clinical Studies for Improving Radiotherapy with 2-deoxy-D-glucose, Present Status and Future Prospects. In fact, in that review, there were a lot of previous studies and case studies were being reported, in which studies conducted in the year 1975, 1973, as well as 1958, which was published in the Journal of National Cancer Institute by Dr. Landau. What it was said in that particular study was, on the initial exploratory studies at the National Cancer Institute, Bethesda, USA, cancer patients were being administered with 2-deoxy-D-glucose, in which one isolate cell carcinoma patient, then one bronchogenic carcinoma, one renal cell carcinoma, and five patients with leukemia. And they were being administered 2DG intravenously during a 25 to 60 minute period at doses ranging from 50 to 200 milligram per kilogram body weight. The blood glucose levels increased after the administration, and it was also realized that to achieve therapeutic effects, high dosage of 2DG would be required, and that they came to know later. And this should be also administered continuously for a longer period of time. In view of the risk of toxicity of such a regimen, further trials to treat cancer with 2DG were discontinued. And in the year 2001, there was again a few studies and case studies were reported by Dr. Pauls in the journal Drugs of the Future. In that, it was mentioned 2DG exploits a universal trait of cancer. Molecular evidence clearly implicates a majority of the oncogenic events required to convert a normal cell to a tumor cell, converging on the upregulation of glucose uptake and metabolism, which in turn sustains the malignant phenotype. And there is a code name WP1122. Which is a 2-deoxy-D-glucose prodrug, which is in a preclinical development for glioblastoma. WP1122 is a diacetyl ester of 2DG, which greatly enhances ability to cross blood-brain barrier as well as increase the 2DG CNS uptake, CNS's central nervous system uptake, and including retention. So considering all this previous studies and facts, it is also interesting to know recently the 2DG is being granted emergency use approval for this drug for the treatment in moderate to severe cases of COVID-19 by DCGI in India. Due to the second wave of COVID-19 situation in India, it's very trivial to look into this particular molecule. Phase 2A was conducted in 6 hospitals, along with Phase 2B, which is dose-ranging clinical trials, was also conducted in 11 hospitals all over the country. And Phase 2 trial was conducted on 110 patients. And in the Phase 2 trials, which includes a dose ranging also, conducted during the May 2020 to October 2020, the drug was found to be safe in COVID-19 patients and showed a significant improvement in their recovery. And therefore, based on the successful results, DCGI further permitted for the Phase 3 clinical trials in November 2020. And the Phase 3 clinical trial was conducted on 220 patients between December 2020 and March 2021 at 27 COVID hospitals across the country in different states. The drug comes in powder form in sachet, which is taken orally by dissolving it in water. It accumulates in the virus-infected cells and tries to prevent the virus growth by stopping the viral replication or synthesis and energy production. Its selective accumulation in virally infected cells makes this particular molecule very unique. And recently, DCGI granted the permission for the emergency use of therapeutic application of this molecule to deoxy-D-glucose as an adjunct therapy in moderate to severe COVID-19 patients. And being it's a generic molecule and analog of glucose, it can be easily produced and made available in plenty. And it is also said that 2DG inhibits the SARS-CoV-2 growth, as I correctly mentioned, as well as the cytopathic effect. So we are looking forward to this great efforts and hope this could minimize the current pandemic situation as a called second wave in India. Hoping for the best. Thank you so much. See you in the next episode.